Welcome to the Women's Ministry Toolbox Podcast. I'm Cindy Owenby. I'm a seasoned women's ministry leader, the founder of Women's Ministry Toolbox, and the author of Rethinking Women's Ministry. This is the place where women serving on the women's ministry team in their local church find hope and inspiration for building a flourishing, Christ-focused women's ministry. Today's a very special podcast episode. I'm going to be sharing a recap of the Anchored Women's Ministry Leader Conference that I held on March 3rd and 4th, 2023 in Concord, North Carolina at my home church. I'll be sharing some ideas you may find helpful to replicate or tweak at your next big event or retreat. I'll wrap this episode up by sharing a few things I'd definitely do again and a few things I'd do differently. Unlike your church events, the Anchored Conference was tailored to a specific audience, women who are serving in their local church on the women's ministry team. The doors opened on Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Attendees received a name tag and some fabulous swag bags as they checked in. Before we go any further, I need to pause and thank our event sponsors. Without them, this event wouldn't have been possible. CTA Christ to All was our main sponsor. Every attendee received Stepping Out with a Jesus retreat planning pack and all the coordinating favors. I'll drop a link in the show notes so you can check out those materials for yourself. I also want to give a shout out to The Unknown Tour, Not Consumed, Simple Seminary, and Mary R. Snyder, she's a speaking coach and creator of the Christian Speaker Network, for all sponsoring this event. Not Consumed blessed each attendee with an anchor bracelet and sponsored our snack station. The Unknown Tour sponsored our dessert buffet. You'll find links to each sponsor's site in the show notes so you can check out the amazing resources each one offers. So let's get back to the schedule. The event began at 7 p.m. and our MC, Becky Seaman, my women's ministry director, warmly welcomed everyone and played a quick game of Who Here, focusing on women's ministry trials we face, though. Things like, who here has ever lost sleep over something related to women's ministry? I don't think anyone sat down for that one. Two of the talented women in our church, Jen and Patricia, led worship throughout the weekend. Jen played guitar and both of them sang. One of the leaders remarked on the survey that they loved the simplicity of it. It was beautiful and very worshipful. Words were on the screen and they typically sang three songs during each worship session. I spoke on James 1:1 the first night. And before wrapping up, I introduced our workshop leaders for the next day and thanked our sponsors. We invited ladies to stay in fellowship from 9 to 10 p.m. We had an amazing dessert buffet I mentioned earlier. It had gluten-free options and fruit trays. We also had speaker resource tables open for shopping. Saturday morning, the doors opened at 8:30 a.m. We started at 9. Coffee and snacks were available, but breakfast was on your own. Becky gave a quick welcome, and we jumped right into worship. I spoke on James 1, 2 through 3 in that session, and then we broke for workshops. Leaders had four options to choose from and two workshop sessions to attend. We recorded each workshop so no one missed out on any of the content. That took us to our brainstorm box lunch. From noon to 1 p.m., we enjoyed box lunches from Chick-fil-A. And if you're curious, they had four options when they registered: the traditional chicken sandwich, an 8-count nugget, a market salad with grilled chicken, or a market salad without chicken. We asked leaders to sit at a table with a topic they wanted to discuss. I'll get to more of that later in this podcast. You'll hear how that worked. After lunch, Becky led us in a four corners game, one of my favorite icebreakers to do. This one was tweaked especially for those women's ministry leader. It allowed us to see visually very interesting things about our different ministries. So one time you had to pick your corner based on the number of years you'd been serving in women's ministry. We picked corners based on the groups we struggle to reach in our churches. We picked corners based on our favorite type of events and on and on. It was so interesting and the leaders really seemed to enjoy it. Jen and Patricia helped bring our focus back by singing two songs, and then I took the stage for my final speaking session covering James 1, 4 through 8 and tied it all together. Becky came back up and we did a question and answer session. Leaders were able to submit those questions Friday night and Saturday morning. And after a brief thank you to all involved, Jen and Patricia closed us out by leading us to sing a final song, Benediction by Matt Redman. We were done just before 3 p.m. so the cleaning crew could get things ready for Sunday morning. I'll share what I'd repeat and what I'd tweak right after this short break. Does your team take the time to debrief after every women's ministry event? Do you record your wins and make notes of the tweaks you'd make the next time? Taking the time to evaluate your events provides the opportunity for your team to reflect, celebrate, and grow. To help you record and gather information after each event, I've created the Post-Event Evaluation Form. It is the form in my Women's Ministry Toolbox that I use the most. This two-page evaluation can be easily completed in about 10 to 15 minutes during your Women's Ministry meeting. This free PDF is available at womensministrytoolbox.com/freebies. That's F-R-E-E-B-I-E-S. I pray you and your team will find the post-event evaluation form a helpful tool for planning future women's ministry events. On Monday morning, after everything had wrapped, I sent out a survey to the attendees, which was incredibly helpful as I've reflected on the event. Some of what I'll share next is based on their feedback. So things I do, again, let's start with the positive, right? So many things. Overall, everything went really well. But I want to focus on things that I hope will help you too as you plan women's ministry events. So let's start with a couple logistic tips. I sent out a series of emails, one per week leading up to the event. I think there were 5 emails total, maybe. If you're going away for a retreat, dripping the important information can be helpful to lessen that information overload. 1 week, let them know what to bring. Another week, give them ideas on where they can go and where they can eat during their free time, or if they arrive early or if they stay late. You get the idea. Another thing we did that I love was we selected a theme song for the weekend. We sang that song Friday night and again on Saturday. It was by Christy Nichols, and it tied so beautifully into the theme. It was a new song for a lot of our women, but it was a very powerful song. Printed materials, we know how important those are, don't we? I created and I ordered full color programs. This is the first time I've done that. They were stapled, they were slick, they turned out really good. I created them in Canva with a template that I purchased, and I'll drop a link in the show notes in case you're curious and might want to check it out for yourself. I ordered them from printingcenterusa.com, and I have to say that was the most budget-friendly option that I was able to find at the time. The leaders really appreciated the pages I included for notes. There were bios for the worship leaders, for our workshop leaders, and myself. I also included a campus map, and I put colored dots with a key for the workshop. It seemed to make it easier for women to find which rooms they were going to for their workshops. Again, that was easily done in Canva. The name tags were also created in Canva. I watched a couple of YouTube videos to learn how to upload the names and lunch options using the bulk create and import data features. It was so much easier than I expected, and I couldn't believe when it worked on the first try. Food tips, because we all like to eat, don't we? Well, we offered flavored water packets for lunch. You know, those dry drink mixes that you pour in and shake in? We don't have fridge space in our church kitchen for sodas and other drinks, not many anyway, and I really wanted to keep it simple and not have a ton of options. They were a big hit. I bought a couple of different variety packets, including some sugar-free and low-sugar options. I'll link to those in the show notes as well if you want to check them out. I have to admit, I'm really glad I offered just lunch. There are literally 100 restaurants in a 1-mile radius of our church.
snacks. The snacks and the dessert buffet did offer things for women who may have eaten a lot earlier or just needed a little something to keep from getting hangry. The snack station had water Friday night and a variety of sweet, healthy, and salty options. Just as a side note, in case you're curious, the Skinny Pop popcorn was very popular. I don't know if we had any of those left at all. And were the protein bars. We added coffee and hot water for tea and all the coffee add-ins on Saturday morning. And the mini water bottles that we got, those were super popular. Women really like that smaller size. So timing tips. Most women agreed that the length of the conference was just right. A few said it could have been longer. But as I mentioned, going longer on Saturday afternoon wasn't a possibility. I kept my keynotes to 30 minutes in each session. That first and second session were followed by 20 minutes of discussion time at the tables. We placed two discussion questions on the slides on the screen for all to see. You may already know this, but if you don't, please realize that attention spans are shrinking and women want time to discuss what they've just heard. Discussion questions help cement those biblical truths you want them to take home. And those discussions build relationships too. What would I do differently? Well, I'm very analytical, so there are several tweaks I'd make. Again, I'm going to try to share what might be most helpful to you as you plan your women's ministry events. Most are small things. Things like placing the photo booth in the space with the most light. Our lighting options are somewhat limited in our worship center, so the choices are it's very bright or it's slightly dark. So I was thankful somebody let me know that their photos were turning out too dark, so we slid it to a different space on Saturday morning. We purchased 6 cases of water from Costco, so the extra large cases, including 2 cases of mini water bottles for 100 people. I'd get another case of water, as I've heard feedback that not everyone got water on Saturday morning that wanted one before lunch. I also should have been better about pointing out where the water fountains were, so those who brought refillable water bottles could easily refill them. Speaking of lunch, I'd give better directions for our brainstorming box lunch, and I double-check the topic signs. We had table number holders and inserted the signs in the top of that so that they could be easily seen as women were walking around the room, which would have worked had they all had the same topics on both sides. Unfortunately, some of them had 2 different topics instead of just one, so easy oversight to make. Many of the leaders would have loved to have had more time in their workshops. They were 45 minutes long. Most felt like they could have used another 10 minutes or so. It would be tight, but it's a tweak that certainly could be made with the time constraints that we had. I am always looking to make things better the next time I host an event. And I suspect that you are too. So I encourage you to do like I did and walk through the things you do again and the things that you would tweak moving forward. It can be really helpful to reflect on those. You'll find a free post-event evaluation form that you can use with your team to review your event so that you can make the necessary tweaks and replicate the things that you want to replicate the next time you host an event. I want to wrap this up by expressing my thank you to every single leader that attended. We had women come from 17 states plus DC. It was amazing. It was so sweet to see the love that women had for one another, even though they never met in person before. It was a wonderful weekend, and the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. And from my standpoint, it was a joy and it was a pleasure to serve and to meet each one of you. I'm praying that you'll face every ministry trial with joy, knowing that when you endure, you mature. The leaders are already asking, when will the next one be? Can they come back next year? That's a really great question, one that I'm making a matter of prayer and fasting. And if you were at the conference, you know exactly why I didn't stop with just prayer. Be sure to join the Women's Ministry Toolbox email list so that you'll get all the details when God gives the green light again. I hope you found it helpful to listen to the highlights from the Anchored Women's Ministry Conference. Be sure to check out the show notes that are always on womensministrytoolbox.com under the blog post area, and you'll find links to all of the great resources I mentioned.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Women's Ministry Toolbox podcast. Leading in women's ministry can be lonely, but it doesn't have to be. You'll find support and ideas you can use in the Women's Ministry Toolbox community Facebook group. We would love for you to join us. Search for us on Facebook or visit womensministrytoolbox.com/groups to access the link. May the grace of God carry you through difficult ministry seasons. May He direct your steps as you seek to make Him known, and may your love for the Lord be apparent to every woman you serve.